Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. Today, we're going to be talking with Coach Josiah Cruz, and we're going to be talking about the state football championship that we recently won at Classical Academy High School. So welcome, Coach, to the program.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, those who know me best know that I spent most of my coaching career in the world of volleyball, 16 years to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah, coaching both boys and girls. I've won league championships there. I've won CIF championships. I had the privilege of being part of our 2018 boys state championship team.
Okay.
Made it all the way to the finals back in 2018. It was actually that fall that I picked up football or jumped in with the football team. Goodman, Coach John Goodman,
okay,
approached me and said, "Hey, what do you think about football?" And to be honest, I wanted to right away.
Okay.
A big part of it for me was very sentimental. In January of that same year, my dad had passed away.
Mm.
And he was the football coach. And obviously, I played football growing up. But I thought to myself, it's now or never. Either I jump into football now or I never will. It'll be volleyball, which I was totally content with. But I also had that egging in my heart of, why not try football? Why not now? So
I love that. And you're connecting your career choices to your family and stuff. So unfortunately, you lost your dad. And was that a really unexpected event, or was that something that you knew would be coming at some point?
Yeah. So it was very unexpected right after Christmas in 17.
Okay.
Dad got really sick and he never wants to go to the hospital.
Oh.
And he said, I need to go to the hospital. So that was the first earth-shaking moment for us. It didn't get diagnosed right away. And mm-hmm. then we went back a second time a week later and the doctor said, you know, you're stage 4 cancer. It's metastasized throughout your body.
Wow.
Let's do a biopsy, see what we can do. But the earliest biopsy was 2 weeks out. So 2 weeks biopsy. And then the next day after the biopsy, he passed away.
So there's not even time to even prepare in that moment to even know that dad was sick, and then even having a time to spend with him knowing that he had a sickness. Wow, so fast.
Yeah, you know, I guess in a way there wasn't time to prepare, but my dad had this uncanny way of being well prepared for things in the future that most people wouldn't think about. So 4 years prior, he invited me out to lunch and we sat down. He started crying and he said, "Today's going to be a hard conversation." And I thought, oh no, I'm in trouble. And
right.
He said, "For the day I pass away, here's what you need to know. And here's how I need you to carry on."
Mm.
And I remember going back to my job at that point and I took the rest of the day, sat down. I just journaled about that moment. And so when it did come, I'll tell you, I probably got to experience the best of the worst things that could happen in life.
Okay. You were prepared, not even knowing you were prepared.
Yeah.
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 That's beautiful. And so I'm guessing that with this state championship and you moving into football and having the opportunity to go onto state and to win the state championship, I'm sure your dad was with you.
Absolutely. In fact, he would always sit in the same part of the stands at every single one of my games ever since I was a little kid, if he wasn't coaching. And, you know, when the clock struck zero, I looked up to that part of the stands. And even though our whole fan base was coming down, that part of the stands was rather full for me.
That's just beautiful. So the Classical Academy High School football team took home the state championship this year, which is such a big accomplishment. It's been over 100 years since Escondido or even a school has brought home a title. And so what do you think is the key reason you were able to accomplish this with the team?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, you don't start off the season after going 1-9 saying, "This is the year we're going to win state title." You're thinking to yourself, "Let's try and win 2 games." And mm-hmm. then, you know, for us, that was week 2. So we go into week 3, we go, "Let's win 3. That was a hard game for us. We lost to La Jolla Country Day. And every week we just said, "Let's be in this battle. Let's be in this game. Let's be in this moment." You know, so again, we didn't think about state championship at the beginning of the year. The things that we were thinking about one, we felt like we had a lot to prove, but at the end of the day, our focus was on developing leaders. It was about becoming better teachers and just solidifying what we wanted to be the foundation for Cayman football for years to come.
I love that. I love the fact that you were committed to what are we doing today? You know, what's important today? And then keeping also in mind, no doubt in the back of your head, like we have to be successful today, but you know, that'll lead to tomorrow's opportunities. So that's great. That's a really great lesson. Stay focused in on today. Mm-hmm. So what important lesson did the team learn this year as a result?
Yeah.
And no doubt there's many. Yeah.
There's many. I think I can get it down to maybe two. We started off the year, we said we had a mantra, and it's probably a mantra a lot of people are familiar with. So carpe diem and semper fi.
Okay.
Very important for us that it's the two of them together, right? So carpe diem being seize the day, semper fi, always faithful. And so we would start off most of our pregame routines in the locker room, reminding the boys, seize this opportunity. Just be here. Just be today. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about next week. Don't worry about what social media is going to say or what any of the other podcasts are going to say about us. Let's just focus on us for this day. How do we do that? How do we seize opportunities? Semper Fi. We're always faithful to one another. We don't let anything come between us. And that was our mantra going into O'Farrell, into Maranatha. We really hammered that one home and the boys bought in. It was a beautiful thing to see. And then the next game, La Jolla Country Day, we're down 21-0 at half. And we just threw a pick six right before the half, minute 13 left. And we throw a pick six. So they go up 21-0. And, you know, there's part of me as a coach, I'm fuming, but not fuming at the boys. It's a hard situation. You know, in order to overcome it, you have to be determined. And it's that fuming, that passion of determination that really took over. The boys come down and I just said, you know, when is enough enough? When are we going to stop getting punched and start being the punch? I probably went off for 5 minutes about what it means to be the punch, what it means to be the hammer, not the nail. And it felt like 5 minutes to me. I'm sure if you asked the boys, it felt like half an hour. But, you know, it became our mantra for the rest of the year. All the way through our first game against Charter at the end, we're down 8-0 at halftime. We come back and we keep them shut out for the second half. And then throughout playoffs, we said it at the second time we played Escondido Charter. We said it in the Crawford game. We were down 7-0 there. And then obviously history took care of itself. Lancaster was another moment. It was just be the punch, be the punch, be the punch. And what does that mean for us as a team, or more importantly for young men? It means don't be a doormat. Mm-hmm. The things in life that are worth achieving, you have to fight for them.
Right. And there are moments every single day to achieve. And if you're willing to stand up and step forward, all things are possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what important lesson did you learn both personally and professionally in this moment?
Yeah, professionally, I'd say trust the process.
Okay.
You know, having coached for 16 years, I think a lot of people thought maybe coaches lost after going 1-9. And the reality was we were pretty comfortable with where we were after 1-9. It allowed us to really see where are all the cracks in the football program, from the bottom to the very top, from the very left to the very right. It's allowed us to assess what do we need to do. And what we discovered is we had to get back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one. The other one is trust the kids. It's something that I feel that I've learned throughout my many years of coaching. And I think what I learned is I have to pass that on to all my coaches. And so it was a beautiful thing to see coaches really trust the players as well. The one difference, and probably the biggest lesson I had to learn, in volleyball, I have a staff of maybe two people.
Okay.
And they end up being your best friends. With football, there were eight other men that were part of our coaching staff. And as a head coach, it's very easy to take over things if you don't like where they're going. But I said, for all the years I've said I've trusted my kids, this is a great opportunity for me to show that I trust my coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And what that ended up leading to was I think we had one of the most fun and exciting sidelines in all of San Diego County. We had this thing amongst the defensive coaches. Whenever we had a turnover, we were all in a line yelling information back and forth to each other along the sideline prior to the snap. And when we would get a turnover, we'd all celebrate. And then we had this quote unquote turnover train where we all marched to the other side of the sideline to give way for the offensive coaches to come in and take over. We would high five each other defense to defense. And then we'd be high fiving the offensive coaches as we came down, and we didn't get in their way. There was no, you know, fighting in that
no
sense.
No egos, no attitudes, no agendas.
Not at all. Yeah. It was a beautiful thing.
I love that. That's so great. So what does this win mean for team members, coaches, and really yourself? I mean, the first title in Escondido in more than 100 years. That's incredible.
Yeah. I would say for the team members, for the boys, to go 1-9 to 12-3 in a state title, it's affirming for them that this process we talk about developing as young men, that it really does take hard work. It does take discipline. It does take dedication. You have to be determined. It's all those things that we read about and maybe romanticize a little bit from leadership books, really put into action at a young age. And so you're seeing the difference on campus within our community. You're seeing the difference in other sports teams. You know, to be clear, it's not because they're football players. It's right. Just because they had the opportunity to learn these lessons. It happened to be in football.
Mm-hmm.
For coaches, again, the marker for us is 1-9 to 12-3. You can imagine after going 1-9 as a coach, you really start questioning, do I know what I'm doing?
Right. Do I have the right approach? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really seem to be working.
Yeah.
Right.
And as I said before, it was an opportunity for us to evaluate. How are we doing? And to work through the off-season process with coaches and to see them share with me, here's where I think I need to improve. All right, let's make that the goal. For the result to be 12-3, I think it speaks volumes of the dedication of the coaches to really fine-tune their craft. Another thing I think gets overlooked is of all the coaches on staff, I'm the only one that works at the school. And so there's an ease for me to go from the school day to the field where the other eight men that I get to work with, they work full time other places. And so they're coming from Carlsbad, from Temecula, from El Camino, from Valley Center, all over the place. And there's a huge, huge sacrifice that comes along with it. So the blessing in all of that was, you know, across two seasons to finally reap some rewards. And we said our hope was just to make playoffs. So you can imagine after that, we talked about this throughout the playoffs. This is just icing on the cake. And one coach said, well, now we're at the state championship. What is this now? I said, it's the cherry on top.
It's the cherry on top, baby. That's right.
So, and then for me personally, I think it's affirmation for me that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Love that.
And not so much in the title, the state championship. All those things are great. I would have been happy if the season ended at 7-3. I would have been ecstatic. The fact that everything else came with it was just, like I said, the affirmation. This is where I'm meant to be. Now, at the end of it, it caused some big questions for me. I've always been primarily, maybe even solely, character development guy.
Okay.
We're going to focus on character and character only. And there was this thought, okay, small school, we're at Classical Academy. This is all we need to focus on. But then you kind of get to the mountaintop at the end of the state playoffs where most coaches only dream of. Men who have coached for 20 plus years never get to be in the position that I'm in. And so it caused some questions for me. Good questions. Questions of, okay, so what's next for me here at Classical Academy? Do we just go back to how things were? I don't know if you ever can.
Right.
The standard has been set. And so we go from just developing character to saying you can develop character and a championship attitude mindset at the same time. We can shoot for bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
We can shoot to be the first charter school in Escondido to make that jump into Division III. Heck, why not jump into Division II? Why not aim big?
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in second grade and my science teacher, Miss Moon, Del Dios Middle School, she had the poster on her wall, shoot for the moon. But even if you miss, you fall among the stars. Well, the moon for us would be Division One.
Okay.
And anything short of that, that growth, I think that's what we're after.
Well, the thing that was captured me was the fact that there were several of us who had gone to the game in San Jose. As we all remember, it had been raining for weeks and weeks, it felt. And just being there was just wet and cloudy. And it just was like, I wonder what this game is going to be like. And then, seriously, it was like this movie moment where the clouds parted and it did not rain until I think the final just few minutes of the game, which was just incredible. And then I really found myself, because I'm like the movie guy, and found myself really thinking about, this is the game that these boys will be talking about for their entire lives. This is what happened in high school, and we've seen it in so many different movies and stuff. And so to be a part of it was just inspirational. Mm-hmm. And I just know from my vantage point, it's not really the football guy, but really just knowing that we're doing great things for kids. Mm-hmm. You're doing great things for kids.
Thank you.
It opens doors to opportunities they may not have even thought about years ago. And now you've inspired them on a character level. You've inspired them to know what it's like to work on a team to accomplish great things. And so thank you.
Thank you, Cameron.
Really, really good. So is it possible that we can see even a big win even next year? And no doubt that's pressure. And it's like people have probably, and even in your head, you've probably thought, what do I have to live up to now?
Yeah. It probably took me all of about 2 hours to ask myself that question after that state championship team, no doubt. Is it possible to see a big win? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It comes down to the work that the boys put in during the off season, the work that we put in as coaches during the off season. Obviously the standard is going to be a little bit higher as we move into Division Four.
Okay.
We're moving leagues as well within our conference. So last year, Pacific League, now we're moving up with the big boys in the Coastal Conference with Bishops and Santa Fe Christian and La Jolla Country Day. Really good league.
Mm.
Very challenging.
Humbling opportunities.
You know, and I think it really caused me to reflect on the fact that we talk so much about our seniors and their leadership they provided, and we were graduating 23 of them.
Wow.
But there's a class of about 18 juniors right now that really, they were the unsung heroes of the year.
Okay.
You know, you have the guys that go out there and perform the plays on game day, but what about the guys who give us a great look during the week? Those were our juniors. And the seniors would tell you, part of the reason why games at times felt so easy was because they went up against a better team during practice. Our scout team, they had lots of energy. They had lots of, they had a great attitude and they were coachable. They allowed themselves to learn new techniques of other teams while coinciding with what they were learning for our own team. They are a brilliant group of kids. I can't wait to see what they do. I'm excited. We had our first meeting 2 weeks ago to talk about off-season training.
Oh, good.
A full room, and a lot of those juniors, just seen them in there, can help but look around and say, guys, I'm excited. So is there a big win in the mix? I can never guarantee those things, but we're going to fight our darnest to bring a big win home next year.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, I totally appreciate you being here today and discussing really, you know, your thoughts and what it took, but also where we're going. And so thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Cameron.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.